you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Looks like you might have to break a window open, I guess, to get into Puss's office. Yep. That's actually from the guys that work in the building, which is hilarious.
That is the solution
they came
up with.
Take apart the window between the studios and crawl in there and then work on the door.
Puss posted a photo on Twitter and Facebook of what this new studio looks like, if you care.
His studio is empty.
Yeah. No, we're in it. His studio is empty.
Yeah, it's empty.
Yeah.
Been that
looks like there's two windows there.
I mean, there's equipment in there, but...
It's empty like Kara's butt. All right.
And it's going to stay that way.
By the way, Gregor's tweeted out, thanks, pricks. All right. Gregor's is that guy's name. I'm assuming it's Greg.
Yep. Butt stuff Greg.
Yep.
Going to be that way forever.
Yell at Nick. He decided, you know, we assign random names to people, as, you know, Jim knows. And Jim actually is our boss. You know. And there's a woman out there named Susie for the past 20 years that hates that because I blame a lot of stuff on somebody named Susie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now if you're a Karen now, this day and age, it wasn't just our deal that made up the word Karen. And
yeah, it's rough for Karen.
That's a rough for Karen, yeah.
Well, and sometimes I'll pick a random name.
I do it too.
Oh, I know a guy named Greg.
Yeah.
Oops.
And the Scotts.
Yeah. Oh, well, Scott was because Scott Favre was actually his name, right?
Yeah. I think he was
Brett
the original.
Favre's actually, he was original. Yeah.
The original Scott.
Right.
Yeah, so every lesser famous younger brother is Scott from now on.
Yeah, it's the first time we've done this in this studio.
I can't do it.
Oh, you can't? Oh, yeah. You can't.
No, that's got to be
okay,
fixed.
Okay, well, I guess we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Apologize to the audience.
Yeah, I am trying to.
Just in general?
Yeah. Well, Nick makes an unfortunate point.
Yeah, true.
It was on this date in 1976, AC/DC released their third studio album, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
Dirty Deeds.
It was not released in the U.S. until 1981.
That's true. I remember when that came out, that song was an old song, and it was also Bon Scott singing Dirty Deeds, and he was dead when they released it in the United States.
Yeah, more than a year after he died.
Right. And Dirty Deeds became a huge hit.
Is that why they delayed it, because of his death?
I don't know why. No. It was not a U.S.
That's five
release.
Years.
It was not, you know, my dad was in radio then. He knows.
Right.
And, it was delayed, and it was weird because it was the Bon Scott album, and, you know, and Back in Black, it came out in 1980, the year before. And it was a huge hit. That song was a huge hit. Obviously, you still hear it to this day, Dirty Deeds.
Yeah, probably got released in the U.S. because of the success of Back in Black.
Probably, Puss, yeah.
I love that song. Yeah. And he's like, neckties.
Yeah.
Going out on a limb.
Contracts.
It's like going out on a limb there, Nick.
Dirty
I like Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
Apparently today is Sour Beer Day.
Pass.
Puss drinks that crap.
An unusual style of beer now viewed as one of the world's most popular styles of beer.
Is it stuff with fruity? Is that why it's sour?
No.
I tried to look into what sour beer is, but...
We can't get porn or beer on our computers yet?
Right.
Okay. We'll get them both, though. We're allowed to, you know. We need to break through a window to get in Puss's office first before we can actually look
up
porn.
That's where the porn is.
Maybe that was it. What were you actually Googling out there? They shut you out.
Well, the last thing I was Dick Hyman.
All right.
That's it?
Yeah. Yep. Locked out.
Yeah. No idea.
Dick Hyman.
Could you climb in through the ceiling?
Nope. Nope. You gotta just explain to me why you can't climb in through the ceiling.
Plus, who's going to do that? Do we hire like a little short gymnast?
To get Tom Cruise in here.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
I think you need to get an acrobat.
Get that Asian acrobat from Ocean's 11. Ocean's 11. Mm-hmm. He could jump through there.
Yeah. So have your sour beer today.
Yeah.
That's a Monday.
Whatever that is.
It's a Monday.
I'm in the liquor aisle at the store last night, and a lady's asking.
No way. You really?
Yeah. About the sour. She apparently needed the sour.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were making Long Island iced teas for a bachelorette party.
Oh.
But all she could find
were
bottles that said sweet and sour. Is that the same thing? I don't use a lot of sour and, you know, mix and drink.
I never get sour. No. I get sweet vermouth or dry vermouth. I don't know. There's no sour vermouth, so I'm not really sure.
I didn't know what to tell her.
Right.
You know, I know they got, you know, like a whiskey sour.
I just drink straight vodka. Look at me.
Right.
That's not going to be like a casual bachelorette party. That's not like,
no.
That drink's intense.
Right. Oh, yeah. You could tell they were ready.
Well, and huge penis straws all everywhere. Sure. That's going to be a crazy party. Let us know how it is, puss, that party.
That's some serious drinking. I think it was going on last night.
A Sunday night bachelorette party?
I don't know. Maybe it's tonight. But it seemed urgent.
It's even worse. A Monday?
I know.
You don't know a bachelorette party on a Monday?
No.
It might be one of those all week things.
Maybe.
We're partying all week.
Yeah. But usually those are a destination.
Yeah.
Yeah, being at Nebraska Brewing Company on Friday with all those, like, back where they make, I don't know what they call the big metal things that they're in, like the vats or whatever.
Yeah,
because I used to want to have a keg at the house. Now I think I want one of those.
That would involve a whole nother house sitting next to your house.
Yeah, it would.
Those things are huge.
We're going to have to do some construction.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Might be some permits involved, too.
Yeah. Okay.
You're assuming you get approved.
Then you're going to make your beer in that, too.
Absolutely. Right. You would still have to drink your beer quickly enough.
Right. That's fine. It's going to be a whole process. Yeah, yeah. Lots of beer. But
you're right,
I think it'll be worth it.
They are cool looking.
Might have to move to a place that's zoned for that.
Yeah.
Or maybe just ask them if you could move into the brewery.
That was a good show then. You had a good show there. You had a good show in Dunlap, Iowa, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And where are you at this weekend?
I'm in Erling, Iowa at the Farmhand Brewing Company on Friday night.
All right.
8 p.m.
And you're heading to Hutch and Wichita, both,
yeah,
right?
Wichita Friday, October 1st, and Hutchinson. Barleycorns in Wichita, and then Hutchinson Friday, October 22nd at the Red Shed Music Venue.
T95, we're home in Wichita. Thank you for listening. Appreciate that a lot.
I was talking to one of the brewers, official brewers over at Nebraska Brewing one time, and they said, people come up to me all the time, and they say, hey, you know, I want to be a brewer, too. I want to learn how to do this. Yeah. What can I do? He said, well, most of the job is just cleaning.
Yeah, clean those things up.
Most of the job of being a brewery guy is just
cleaning. Right.
And
it's same with making meth.
You watch for Breaking Bad, too.
Breaking Bad is making meth. You got to clean all the time.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well,
oh,
you watch
Breaking, I had no idea.
Yeah, Breaking Bad did it the right way. I mean, professionally in a huge room because they were paid money by the cartel to do it. But they cleaned all the time on that show.
Purity is
right.
Important.
That's why it was blue meth. It was good.
Kids,
don't do meth. Stick to beer.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Because some of that meth might be tainted.
Yeah.
Not everybody was as meticulous as Walter White.
Yeah, it must have been good meth, though. Let's stick to beer, though. Yeah. Sorry about bringing that up. Because those guys clean that all the time
show. You got to clean the brewery, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
in hazmat outfits?
Right.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
No.
But you do want to make sure if you're switching beer styles, you don't taint the next batch. Yeah.
Some ex-meth head just had a relapse.
I know. Sorry about that.
Listening to that conversation.
What is taint?
He did have a relapse. Oh, that does sound good. He's like 8 days clean.
When
I was 10 days without booze because of COVID, I saw somebody's Facebook post. It wasn't anybody I knew, but it was just a random shot. And they said, they were quitting alcohol, meth, and I want to say pills, and it was a legitimate post, and they were like 8 days clean because it's the toughest thing I ever had to do. I'm thinking, I better not post on this guy's deal.
No.
Yeah, I've been 10 days without booze.
Yeah. Well, that'd be tough to quit all that stuff at the same time.
Obviously he was struggling because he was real happy he made it 9 days without meth or booze.
See,
pills were in there, too.
I think a guy like that probably couldn't watch Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
No, probably not.
We talk about that all the time. Is it? There's so many shows on we used to watch. We still watch where they just walk over and pour whiskey. I mean, every show somebody just. We started out with Justified.
Yeah.
Where he would just get a bottle. He would just and now billion any kind of show that takes place in high industry. They're always just walking over to the bar cart.
Mad Men was the worst.
Billions is that way. They're always breaking out the whiskey in Billions. If you have a drinking problem, you can't watch any of those kind of shows.
Yeah.
You
know? All the good shows you're going to trigger you.
Right. So that's why you just don't quit drinking. Unless you have to. But you're right. A meth head couldn't have watched Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
No.
No.
If they were trying to quit.
No.
Well, yeah, because they have the whole process where they make it like.
I know.
You know, what is like Crystal Blue Persuasion play? Oh, the music and set. It makes it. Glamorous. I've never done meth, but it made me like, well, you don't, maybe.
Or you would have done meth back in the day. You at least tried it.
Appreciate the science anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's all chemistry.
And then they crack it at the end.
Don't do drugs, kids.
But on the flip side, if you were in the throes of a meth habit, you could make a game out of it. You know, instead of a drinking game, it'd be a snorting or smoking game,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you're up like, you better be binge watching that then.
Well, you will be one way or the other.
Yeah. Go through a whole season in a day.
Whether you intended to binge the whole season or not, that will be the end.
You're going
to
be awake for a while.
Right, you're up. You might as well watch the whole thing.
Yeah. You might not remember any of it, though, too.
It might be, if you're like tweaking for that, like, it might be hard to sit in one spot the entire time.
Yeah, you'd have
without scrapping the scabs off your face.
Yeah.
You'd be pacing. Pacing like Nick before a Chiefs
game. Oh, man.
Chiefs lost last night.
Get a moral victory Saturday, though. You're fine.
They were in prime position to kick that field goal, too, and that ball just popped out.
I know. I didn't know that's how that game ended. I really didn't. I went to bed.
The dirty Ravens.
Yeah.
At least the Chiefs are not in first place in that division for the first time since like 2016 or something.
It's not the Chargers they lost to. Oh, the Broncos are 2-0, right?
Yeah, and so are the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Oh, screw the Raiders.
Yeah, the Broncos pissed me off. It's like even just the fact that they play football makes me mad because they were like the early game yesterday. And I'm like, God.
And they were on local TV here too.
Oh, yeah. That was the only local game.
Yeah.
Broncos, Jags.
Bears play yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bears beat the – I was rooting for the Bears.
Okay,
Bears,
we finally have an NFC North team with a victory.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'll have one more tonight.
The Bears were the first.
Yeah.
They beat the Bengals.
Are you worried about tonight's game at all? It depends who shows up for you guys. Right.
Of course.
Yeah. After last week? Yeah.
And the Lions started coming back last week, so they're not totally – they still play NFL football.
Somehow they're 11.5-point favorites.
And they think that Rodgers is going to bounce back completely. That's why.
Generally, he does. Right, yeah, right. But
when it's
still.
The Lions,
right. That too.
But still,
I'd stay away from that one.
Yeah, the Packers got a beatdown from a team that got a beatdown yesterday.
I'm with you. The Packers, but once again, if they get beat down 2 weeks in a row, the Packers got their ass kicked. They're going to bounce back tonight. I would go to bed early, not worry about it.
It's like they lost to Illinois. Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Who hasn't won since?
For the opposite, but I would imagine Rodgers comes back in this game. He's not going to suck 2 weeks in a row.
You figure, but.
Yeah, you never know.
That's what I'll leave you month dot two.
Yeah.
He sucked more than 2 weeks in a row, apparently.
History tells you he doesn't generally suck 2 weeks in a row.
Unless it's in bed.
There's always a first time for everything.
Right.
And it is the Lions.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thom Brenneman.
Oh, man.
You may remember him.
Reg Live.
The former MLB and NFL play-by-play guy who did the anti-gay slur, caught on the hot mic.
Yeah, here's the.
I've always considered him a man of faith.
I got the apology.
So is he.
Yeah, he said, that's a capital of the world, that guy. Okay.
Yes, that guy.
I often think of myself as a man of faith.
Yep.
as there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
You won't.
I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I'm going to apologize.
Please help yourself to anything in my cornhole.
He offers that up.
Yeah.
To make up for the bad line he said.
That's thoughtful.
Fox did not renew his contract, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Because they can renew everybody else's contract that doesn't use the gay slur. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, and they might be able to find someone else that doesn't.
Yeah, there's like everybody. Right. You can't swing a bat without hitting a decent play-by-play guy on TV.
Apparently,
they're all pretty good.
Apparently, Thom Brenneman told Sports Broadcast Journal, he said, have him in the grocery store, getting a cup of coffee at the convenience store. 99% of those that I bump into, I'll hear, we wish you were back, we miss you, he said.
Oh,
he said, let's say it's even 90%. Are execs going to make a decision to appease the 10%?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you listen to the massive 90%?
The guy's swinging wildly, by the way. Who cares?
I thought he was going to say everywhere he goes, people are like, there's a drive to deep left.
Yeah. Or what was the town? What was it? That's what people are thinking.
What
was the town?
Well,
has he said what the town was yet?
David Halberstam wrote in Sports Broadcast Journal that it was a reference to San Francisco.
I figured. Right. We thought it was obvious, but we didn't know if it was.
And let's not forget, him getting canned was what got our buddy Kevin Kugler called up as a full-time guy.
That's right.
I think he was on that Chicago game yesterday.
Yes. Oh, he was good. No, yeah. Kugler's a great broadcaster.
He is.
And
he hasn't offended anybody.
No, and he's funny.
He doesn't even have a 10% there, Thom.
He's a good dude. Nobody misses Thom.
No.
I mean, play-by-play players, I mean, that's a tough gig. I mean, to be a professional play-by-play guy and make NFL Network, you know what you're doing. But this guy, they could find another guy, and they did, who's really good and doesn't say, you know,
nobody's
gay
favorite
slurs.
Announcer is Thom Brenneman.
No.
No.
He misses this when he's doing high school football games.
Right.
Well, and then he seems to me he might have dug himself in a little bit worse here.
What'd you say now?
Now what?
He went on to defend former Sacramento Kings play-by-play voice, Grant, I don't know if it's Napier or Napier or what is it? We'll call him Grant.
Well, that guy's sure.
Who got fired last year after he wrote on Twitter, all lives matter, every single one.
Oh, we're going to hate Thom. Every one of his attitudes, you're probably an anti-masker, anti-vaxxer too.
Thom was defending that guy. And he said, if we live in an environment that BLM matters, don't all lives matter? That makes you a racist? How ludicrous is that?
It makes you cannot have, you have no critical thinking. You have no idea what you're talking about when you understand the word Black Lives Matter.
He doesn't get it.
No, and people don't. Nugent doesn't get anything, but he was on stage pimping for some candidate. And he was really, BLM was activist, and I mean, he called him terrorist. And another guy grabs the microphone and says, no, Black Lives Matter, dude.
Thom told Halberstam that he's become a board member for a children's home in the Cincinnati area that's utilized primarily for kids thrown out of their homes because they're gay.
Oh, so that's what he's making up.
That's what he's
that's his community
doing.
Service.
Yeah.
You know who's really bummed about it is Mrs. Castellanos.
Right. Yeah.
Seriously, she wants the jokes to stop.
Yep.
He's tired of the deluge.
That's going to be a home run.
There are entire subreddits dedicated
to that bit,
to that punchline,
to that line. Yeah,
that line alone.
You say something horrible, then you break in the home run thing.
Now that's a drive to the left, and it'll be a home run for Castellanos.
You know what? Screw Thom. He'll be fine,
and the rest of us will be too.
Yeah,
they'll find another quality announcer. In fact, they already have.
Yeah. By the way, that grocery store, we used to take over. We'll take over for other morning shows. We did here once years ago. We've done it in other places. That grocery store poll doesn't work. Everybody I met wants to be back on the radio. They're all the people that know you.
Well, yeah, and everybody else that's not saying anything to you is like, there's that douche. Yeah.
Right. They're just being nice and not getting in your face.
Yeah, we know that poll doesn't work. Asking people that walk up to you does not work. Everybody loved me. Yeah, apparently they didn't. They got rid of you.
It's not scientific.
No, it's not at all.
Yeah, I was at the grocery store last night. Yeah. Everybody loved me.
Yeah, of course they do.
Nobody talked to you, did they?
No, there was one guy.
No, the lady asked her for the sours. You're allowed to drink straight vodka. Yeah. Got him away.
That, she didn't know who I was, though, but some other guy approached me. And he loved me.
Yeah.
All of us. He loves all of us.
Oh, good.
That's kind.
Well, we're a lovable gang.
I went to the grocery store with my family yesterday, and my wife hates when I do that because we were out of licorice. Yeah. So I, like, walk out. I have, like, five.
I love that you're not. It isn't like you want licorice. You're out of licorice.
We're out. Yeah.
Like, that's a staple in the household, licorice. Mm-hmm. Okay, God, I know that. Cool.
Yeah, we were out. So I grabbed, like, five packages of licorice. Okay. And she's like, we need all that? I'm like, oh, we're out, aren't we? Like, if I would have put it on a list, she would have come home with, you know, maybe one or two. But we have to have all the different varieties.
Oh, yeah.
If it's a staple, why is that not like a Costco buy or something? Isn't there like
I haven't even looked at
5-gallon bucket of
a light bulb went in his head.
I'm going to be there today.
I grabbed black licorice. It was some gourmet Wallaby brand.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It is.
It was like an impulse item.
Good black licorice is not a thing.
Yeah, that's good.
You're wrong.
Ugh. And that flavor, it's not like an overwhelming black licorice flavor with that either. It's very, the texture's nice. It's good.
This comes from a guy who doesn't like watermelon.
I know.
The hell.
Nobody doesn't like watermelon.
Watermelon and black licorice are great.
Get back in your room.
Watermelon.
Climb through these ceiling tiles.
So we can see your ass hanging out the window.
I like a watermelon flavor, but a watermelon itself just bothers me.
You don't like watermelon? How does you would?
I like the watermelon flavor.
You don't like watermelon? Like biting into a cold watermelon?
Watermelons, their own selves, just bother me.
Oh, you're wrong.
When you're high... And watermelon?
Or how about we just regular not
I'm not familiar with the opposite.
It's blissful.
I'm not familiar with not being high when I'm eating. That's basically what you said right there.
Yeah?
I'm not familiar with being high when I'm eating.
Yeah.
Black I can see how the texture would bother people of watermelon.
There's just nothing to it.
Yeah.
It's just water and a little something in it.
Watermelon!
It's tasty.
High or not.
I say, I like
the
flavor.
Fruit from God.
Nice little sweet taste.
Yeah. You remember Farrah Abraham.
Speaking of butt stuff, yes.
Council Bluffs own.
Yeah.
She wants to go to law school.
That's a lot of work.
In the Ivy League. Oh. You remember that she did go
for a minute. She should teach the kids in Austin about butt sex.
She should. Mm-hmm. We saw the video. There's an instructional video right there.
There is.
She's a pro.
It was her and her boyfriend, James Dean.
That was a private video that got leaked against their will.
With a sound guy in the room.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Their bedroom had good lighting.
Right.
And a whole crew.
A what crew?
A whole crew.
Yeah. It was the whole crew, right?
W-H-O-L-E.
The B-hole crew.
Yeah.
So Farrah wants to go to law school, and keep in mind, at one time she tried to go to Harvard.
Tried to get in, you mean, first, right?
That didn't go well, apparently, and she's upset with them because she said that she had a horrible experience with their online program at Harvard.
Oh, you should go straight to Yale.
How do you get, can you get...
And she's even threatened a lawsuit, but she let that go. Now she's saying that, yes, Todd, she wants to go to Yale, perhaps, now.
Well, that's easier to get in, ask right. Dr. Mina. Yeah.
She wants to go to Yale. She's not done with Ivy League schools. She did... even though she had that trouble at Harvard, she still might want to go to Yale. She says that Yale and several other law schools are recruiting her.
For publicity?
I can't imagine she's telling the truth.
I can't either. I think she's lying. She's talking out her ass.
Now, she does, she does have a bachelor's degree from the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, that's a tough one.
That'll get you right into Harvard.
The Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah.
A bachelor's?
Yes.
Not an associate's? That's 4 years? That's online crap. It's like, can you draw this parrot? Here's your degree.
Yeah. Your thesis is a pencil jar. I give a seashell.
She might have chosen to draw the bunny.
Oh, the bunny. Yeah. I've got about the bunny.
The turtle's the easiest one.
Yeah. The turtle is easiest. All right.
Jesus. A bunch of canvases with asses.
Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.